It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, the podcast. We'll be back live in studio in the Kia Studios, to be exact, next Wednesday, which will be the 24th. Yeah, that's going to be an amazing day because training camp for the Falcons starts that day. And ironically, man, I mean, this podcast in particular is going to be football focused. Two great guests that I got a chance to catch up with: Coach Eric Williams, head coach of the Maynard Jackson Jaguars football team, and then Coach Justin Rivers, head coach of the Washington Bulldogs football team. So looking forward to you hearing those conversations in just a couple of minutes. But yes, we'll be back live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game next week, the 24th. And again, we're really we're in the thick of it. Football, high school football especially, will begin just a month away, really, from today. In fact, it all kicks off with the Corky Kale Classic on Wednesday, August 14th. And that day, you'll have LaGrange versus Douglas out of Atlanta, followed by Kale versus North Atlanta. Both of those games taking place at Kale High School. Thursday at West Forsyth, it'll be Dunwoody taking on South Paulding, followed by West Forsyth taking on Prince Avenue Christian. Friday, three games set as Hebron Christian will take on Therrell, and that will take place at Hebron Christian. And then on Saturday at Barron Stadium in Rome, Cass takes on Callaway, and then Rome will take on Creekside. And then on Saturday, it'll all wrap up beginning at 10 a.m. at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Brookwood taking on Walton, followed by Houston County against Alpharetta. McEachern takes on North Gwinnett, and then Cedar Grove taking on Douglas County. So that Saturday lineup gives you a chance to check out two of the defending champs. Of course, Walton winning 7A last year, Cedar Grove winning 3A last year. Douglas County, a favorite in the highest classification of 6A this year. So that's going to be a good matchup between them and Cedar Grove. But just all throughout the Corky Kale that week, great matchups. And of course, on Friday and Saturday, teams throughout the state of Georgia will get their first taste of some action. And then by that following Friday and Saturday, everyone will have hit the turf or the field for the first time this season. So looking forward to an amazing, great season. And obviously, with high school football season on the horizon, you know that means the return of the 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker Friday nights. In fact, the week of the Corky Kale Classic, they'll actually do their show live from, I believe they're going to be at the Barron Stadium matchup. So looking forward to the return of that show and everything that they'll be doing. So, man, fun times ahead as high school football season. And really for me, because I cover with Prep Sports Nation all sports, so just fall sports getting underway. In fact, next week I'll be popping in on the Sandy Creek Patriots volleyball team. Those young ladies obviously coming off a state championship winning season. So looking forward to catching up with Coach Lewis and her girls. And you can check a lot of this out at PrepSportsNation.net, some of these sit-downs, because it's not just audio. There's visual that goes along with some of these pieces, and you can check it all out, PrepSportsNation.net. And, of course, if you go to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game or 92.9TheGame.com, you can click on the More tab and go to High School Sports and see some of the blogs there as well. So without further ado, first conversation last week, caught up with head coach Eric Williams of the Maynard Jackson Jaguars. And got the conversation going about, because he's going into year 23 now at Maynard Jackson, and I just got the conversation going about you with him, you know, by asking, you know, what's it like? You know, here you are finding yourself still going, getting up early, you know, and getting after it on these summer days with your guys.
Well, you know, I kind of look at it as a ministry for me. You know, I grew up in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta public school student, you know, so I feel like I'm just giving back to my community and, you know, trying to build upstanding young men for our community and, you know, trying to be a role model for them and be that person to reach back and help them the way someone helped me to kind of get me out of my situation.
Okay. And, you know, for me, it's always an honor and a pleasure to come out because we talked offline when I first started Prep Sports Nation. You were one of the first schools that opened the doors and was like, yeah, come on out. So I really appreciate it. Here we go, getting ready for a new season for you. Obviously, you've had spring ball, you've had, you know, summer workouts. Now you've resumed this kind of, now it's full time, full go because, you know, all the dead week, dead periods are gone and all that good stuff. What's kind of stood out to you over this time, you know, as far as spring ball and summer workouts that, you know, really has you excited about looking forward to seeing these guys when it's time to suit up?
Well, I'm really excited about the youth of our team. We have a very young team. We only have about six seniors who have any kind of experience returning. Most of our guys that we have that's upperclassmen, it's kind of like their first time coming out for football. So we're kind of looking at them toward being more on the manly side. So if we need some girth of somebody with some strength versus having a lot of ninth and 10th graders that we have on our team. Now, speaking on those kids, they're very talented. Mm-hmm. They're not scared of anything, and that's a good thing. And they're young and they're eager to learn.
Okay.
So, you know, without it, being an older coach, I just have to pack my patience with the teaching process and just know that from time to time, they'll be doing a lot of horse playing.
All right. And speaking of that, you know, you have guys, you do have some senior leadership and guys like Ricky and, you know, how much do you lean on those guys to be your voices, you all's voices on the field? You know, how much is it that, you know, you guys need them to kind of step up and kind of lead these, like you said, these younger guys where it's not always having to come from you?
Well, I put a lot of pressure on Ricky because Ricky, that's really not Ricky's personality. Mm-hmm. He's more of an introvert. And I'm like, Ricky, you know, you got to start taking the lead. Now, you know, you've been in the background for 2 or 3 years, even though you've been highly productive. Mm-hmm. You've been in the background as far as being more vocal. So I need you to kind of get out of your shell a little bit and be more vocal when it comes time to help instill discipline and serve as a role model to these younger guys. I also have another guy who's not here right now, Zion Lawson. Mm-hmm. He's a Vanderbilt commit.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of lean heavily on him as far as taking that same kind of edge with the bigger guys on the team, like down in the trenches.
All right. Now you guys are preparing for the start of the season, as we said. What were some of the biggest takeaways from last season in a positive way that you felt like, you know, these are the building blocks. These are the things we can build off of from last year to help us have a productive season this year.
The way we kind of rallied, we started off the season pretty good, 3-1. And then all of a sudden we lost 4 straight. And so, you know, then we made it to our bye week. And we kind of like hit the reset button, got more personnel. We had a lot of seniors on the team last year. And so we kind of like, look, put more pressure on them. Because I've always been about playing a lot of kids here. Mm-hmm. And we're a community-based school, so I play a lot of kids. So I would never be like reloading. We'll just be kind of continuing what we're working on and building. And so those seniors took that honest upon them. And then we had to win our last 3 games. Mm-hmm. To get in, and was a head-to-head matchup against Villarica that really was a pivotal game that kind of put us in the catbird seat.
Right.
And so the fact that we rallied to keep our playoff streak and push it to 11 years in a row, man, it was really big for us.
All right. And what's been your message this summer to your guys? What's kind of been your message to them about, you know, getting ready for this season?
Well, you know, just pretty much kind of giving the young kids a little sneak peek at what the expectation is. Mm-hmm. You know, the month of June, you kind of be more laid back, make it be more like a summer camp type thing.
Right.
And then you kind of like start tightening screws once July, after that 4th of July week, you want to tighten the screws, kind of let them know there's going to be a lot more structure, a lot more where you got to be listening and processing information because it's not like when you get a lot of middle school kids and rec ball kids, they just go out there and play.
Right.
I say, on the high school level, teams prepare for you. You know, once they get film, mm-hmm. they gonna know your weaknesses and your strengths, mm-hmm. and you know they gonna play in their game accordingly, their scheme accordingly. So I always try to tell them that you got to learn how to adapt, not just playing football.
Right.
And they be, how can we do it, play? You're doing a lot of talking. I say that's football.
Right.
From this point on,
yeah.
as you go up, if you move from Friday nights to Saturday afternoons to Sunday, it's a lot of talking going on. It's a job, you know. So, and they kind of get it. They kind of getting into it and getting it on that part. And we kind of just, you know, break the ice too and just let them have, go out there and do like contact drills, a little simulated drills, and then we'll go back into it.
Okay.
It's kind of more, it's just like teaching in the classroom.
Gotcha.
You know, you got to plan accordingly. You got to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go pull back and let them do some hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
Then you go back and deliver some more, feed them a little bit more. Then you go back and take your hands off, let them do some hands-on stuff to kind of keep them actively engaged.
Good deal. Well, a little bit off the cuff here, a little bit. Still football related. Your hometown, your homegrown. What do you think about your Falcons this offseason?
Hey, man. Hey. I mean, being a diehard Falcons fan all of my life, you know. And last year I kind of had a problem with them.
Yeah,
I did, because I felt like we needed defense. And I know we needed defense, but we chose a running back.
Yeah,
and you know, but this year they kind of made it right a little bit. Now I can see the vision now.
Okay.
Now we have all – you know, we got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. I love that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of even like getting another quarterback,
yeah.
you know, because, you know, you got in it for the future.
Yeah.
You know, quarterbacks are hard to come by.
Yeah.
But then after they went defensive on the other side, you know, and I trust Raheem, man.
Yeah.
You probably trust the process of Raheem Morris. So I'm all in again. You know, and I've never jumped off. And I was swimming with the shark. That was painful.
Yeah.
I really felt like the guy from Georgia would be that guy to solidify.
Yeah.
And then when he almost won Defensive Player of the Year,
yeah.
you know, I was like, man. So everything happened for a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Very true.
You know, so I guess I can, the people on my side of the argument kind of got some points, because the coach is no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
Draft the offensive guy.
Yeah.
The point production went down.
Yeah.
You know, so, hey, man. It is what it is, though. I'm a big Falcon fan, man. So I couldn't stay going too long.
Good deal. Well, Coach, man, hopefully your birds will do their thing, and I know you guys are going to do your thing.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you all in action once the season kicks off. And again, thank you for allowing me to come out, man. Always a pleasure to come hang out with the Jaguars.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave, for coming by, man. I appreciate it. All right, brother.
And once again, that is my guy. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Head coach Eric Williams of the Maynard Jackson Jaguars football team, and looking forward to seeing them getting their season going. And Coach Williams, man, just has done a phenomenal job with his guys, and it's not all about what's being done on the field. As you heard him say, you know, wins and losses, yeah, those matter, those count, but it's what he's able to do with those young men as they turn into you know, community leaders and community give backers themselves once they leave the program. So big hats off to Coach Williams and his staff. Another coach doing another phenomenal job is that's Coach Justin Rivers of the Washington Bulldogs. Caught up with him actually yesterday, man. The guys wrapped up on the field and I got to hit the weight room with him. I myself did not hit any weights because these boys are lifting a lot of pounds. I have my nice little 75, 85 pound setup at home. That's about as good as it gets. But anyway, a great conversation with Coach Rivers. Washington Bulldogs looking to make it their third straight year into the postseason, and got the conversation going with Coach Rivers by asking him what's impressed him the most this summer with his guys.
Just the way we've come together. We figured out that we got our hashtag and our slogan now is going to be find a way. So whatever it is, whatever find a way is for them to get to practice, get to the game, get to wherever they need to be, come together as a team, they're going to have to find a way to do that. So it's we got different people that's going to be stepping up from last year. Told them all the time, we're not the same team as we were last year. So and that's with any team that comes up. So we just got to find a way.
Yeah. All right. And reflecting on last season, obviously, things didn't go the way you all would have wanted, but still, when it came down to it, you guys found yourself in the postseason. What do you feel like are some of the things that the guys can take away from last season to use as building blocks as you get ready for this season?
Just knowing that we've been to the playoffs in the last 2 years. That's a big takeaway for us, bro. Regardless of how we finished in the region, we've made it to the playoffs. We find, like we said, we find a way to get there. The biggest takeaway is that we're taking young guys and trying to turn them into men, young men. And I'm hoping that what we're breathing into them is that it's much more than football, but we always want to win. Winning is always the end all be all, but we want to win in life at the same time. So hopefully we're taking away some lessons as far as that. Last year we are 3-8, hoping to turn that around. It could have easily been 7-3 by the numbers of the game. So we're just hoping we're going to find a way at the end to either, rewrite our wrongs that we had.
All right. And what's kind of been your message to the guys this summer as you guys start getting ready for the season?
I just told them to communicate and love on each other. I think sometimes we can find out they on a team, but it can be a house divided at the same time. So we want to be able to love on them and them love on each other at the same time, because we all know, being a sports person and stuff like that, knowing that team is ultimately going to be the reason why we get over that hump. Mm-hmm. So that's our big thing. Just love on each other, communicate.
All right. I noticed in the weight room there, I saw a sign basically saying, don't let your excuses be the reason. Talk about for you just, the impact you've seen that message have on guys over the years.
That's what we're telling them right now. Everybody gonna have an excuse, whether they're gonna be late, you're not gonna make it. I still came, but okay, what's the reason why? Mm-hmm. Whatever your reason is, it's gonna be an excuse. Mm-hmm. So make it count for right. The most part. It's gonna be if your excuse is gonna. All right, I need a good excuse. Don't miss. I mean, don't let it be your reason.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Don't let it keep you from getting where you want to go.
Right.
So that's our big thing, man. We don't want excuses. Just find your way to get there. Find your way to make it happen and let those excuses go. And can't use those in the real world.
All right. Let's talk about a former player, Cam. How seeing him get to the level he's at now, how inspiring have you seen that, that impact have on some of these younger guys?
Cameron Founder was a one-on-one guy, 6'6", 240, can't teach that. Mm-hmm. Fly off the edge, all this stuff. Cam came back and talked to the kids. I told him, was it everything that we talked about how it was going to be? He said, you lied to me, it was going to be worse. It's worse. So it's a good thing. He gets he's still friends with all these kids, just a year removed. And he talks to them and gets in contact with them. They worked out with him when he came back, showed them what all they do at the same time. They were like, God, dog. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, it's just we do a smidge of that in order to get there. I said, y'all got to have an understanding of what it takes to get there. I said, everybody is not going to be 6'6", 240, but everybody can play 6'6", 240 at the same time. So but we love Cam, man. We appreciate it.
All right, one more before I let you go, Coach. I saw you getting after it just a little bit. You
just
showed off a little skills in there in the weight room. Is there times where sometimes you kind of got to tighten up and show the guys what it's really about?
Every now and then, they want to see that you can do it at the same time too. Don't tell me about it. Show me. So I'm about to show at the same time, but I get in. I work out before they get in. In the morning time, and I know how hard it can be to get up and come in and work out in the morning and then go out down the field and stuff like that. So I just want to be a example of what can be done. Mm-hmm. I can still do it. You can do it too. You're a young man. You get it done just like me.
Yeah.
So at the same time, man, we appreciate you coming by, man.
Oh,
and we're always gonna find a way. Be a dog.
Hey, appreciate it, man, and good luck. And looking forward to seeing y'all in action.
No doubt, appreciate you.
Appreciate it,
yes, sir.
Man.
All right, and that is Coach Justin Rivers, Washington Bulldogs Getting ready for that 2024 season, man. Thanks to Coach Rivers as well as Coach Williams of Maynard Jackson for allowing me to stop by, catch up with them again. Looking forward for both of those teams to get their seasons going. And don't forget, everything starts to rolling for high school football here in Georgia August 14th with the 2024 Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic. And again, you can check out that schedule at CorkyKell.com, I believe is the website. So, yeah, man, we're here. And again, fall sports for me, things going to be kicking off. I'll actually be checking out some volleyball, meeting up with Sandy Creek next week, and then action starts rolling for softball, football in about really at the top of the month of August. So, man, it's here, man. It's amazing that another school year is here and the sports are underway. So looking forward to some great coverage and great action. And as I always say, thank you to everyone that allows me to come out and participate. In fact, man, shout out to the Roswell Hornets lacrosse team, boys lacrosse team, back-to-back champs, and I got a special delivery. They gave me a championship shirt, so I'll wear that thing proudly as if I was out there shucking and ducking and jiving and, you know, scoring goals, even though I wasn't, just watching and taking note. All right, back live in the 92.9 The Game Kia studio next week for Prep Sports Nation. Make sure you tune in 10 p.m. Again, this is Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. See ya.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.